The Roosters get underway in this final term. It's the Borough leading by 49 points. And we will have a secondary bounce, as we so often see in the VFL competition. The ball's going to go the Borough's way because Toby Pinwell threw the ball to Boot, kicked in the direction of big Adrian DeLuca, who put the big mitts up, stood his ground and took a very strong mark 45 metres out from goal.
I'm glad he took that mark because we had a gentleman come and ask us for our five best players in the game, and I've put big Adrian there, so we might be able to finish off the game in some style. Phil Pearce.
As Phil Pearce returns in a frenzy with the three-quarter time stats, and thanks to the Sandringham team for supplying those to us this afternoon. Big Adrian DeLuca, meanwhile, comes in from 45 metres out from goal, directly in front. I think he's pulled that one away to the right. He has indeed, and stretches the margin by one solitary point to 50 points. It's the Borough 90, Sandringham 40. 30 seconds gone in this final term.
Clark's kick in, the Patarakis remarks in the pocket. Usually the angry ant, Patarakis goes long along the line, flying high and taking a good mark there is Reece Stanley. Using Dylan as a stepladder, the big ruckman flew high. His kick out to a two-on-one contest. Out of position there, Alistair Smith. And the ball gets punched off his hands. Matt Maguire just barking some instructions there at his young ruckman. How about presenting in front of your opponent? You might be a chance to take the mark. The ball's going to be thrown in on centre wing, right in front of the coach's box. Both Andy Lovell and Guerrier staring down at their troops. Taking the front position, Fanning coming through, but being wrapped up there in a strong tackle by Begley is Dylan, and the ball's going to be bounced.
Kane, just the score from the MCG while we've got a minute. Melbourne, 11-268, leading West Coast by 18 points. West Coast, 7-850.
You'd hope so. If Melbourne weren't going to win this afternoon, they weren't going to win a game for the rest of their future. Hand pass by Dempster to Patarakis. He couldn't break the tackle of Dwyer. His hand pass misses his target and goes out of bounds.
Yeah, interesting to know how many people they got down at the MCG this afternoon with the news during the week.
Well, you had to go. If you're going to walk in as a Melbourne supporter, you had to wear your jumper out of a sign of solidarity towards that man, Big Jim Steins. Back with the play. Stevens kick out of the clearance, goes over the pack, bouncing towards a vacant goal square. Sorting to the doctor, runs in and sockets it off the ground. He picks up goal number two. And that's a positive start to the Zebras, picking up the first goal of the quarter. But remember the third quarter, Port Melbourne kicked the first six goals. Sorting has two and has reduced their margin slightly. They go to 7-4-46, Port Melbourne 4-5-89. With that first goal, let me go through some stats to three-quarter time, thanks to Travis and all the boys at the Sandringham Football Club. This is no particular order. Sam Dwyer has 29, Baird 23, Brewer 20, Kane 23, Adrian DeLuca 11, Dylan 12, Fanning 11, Corey McGrath 20, Ryan McMahon 18. Go Tristan, sorry.
So back in the centre, ball's going to go forward the Borough's way. Big David Fanning through, ball to Boot. Coming straight back from whence it came. Good work by Gallagher. He laid off the handball to Patarakis. His wobbly end-over-end kick favoured no one in particular. Hine watches the ball go out of boundary. Go out of play and over the boundary line. Attacking side of centre wing for the Zebras side. Ball will be thrown in 75 metres around.
I'll finish some more steps. Pinwell has 21, Pitt 12, 14 for Fleming and 11 for David Robbins.
So Fanning had fun position in that ruck contest. He just guided the ball down in the direction of Dwyer. He couldn't gather it. And we'll once again have a throw-in.
For Darren Parkin and all the Sandringham supporters tuning in at home, Summers has 21, Armitage 15, Dempster 12, Gallagher 12, 11 to Gwilt, 11 to Hayne, 14 to Lynch, McGuire has 16, Miles 16, didn't get a possession in the third quarter, Smith 15, Stephen 10 and Tregear 14.
So free kick out of that ruck contest went the way of Fanning and the 50-metre penalty as well. A Sandringham player encroaching the mark, so David Fanning will move to within 60 metres from his goal. Has a chance to launch yet another attack for the Borough side.
Total possessions up to three-quarter time sees Port Melbourne on 291, Sandringham 213, Sandringham 117 kicks and 96 hand passes, and for Port Melbourne they have 168 kicks and 123 hand passes.
Big man Fanning fancies himself, and why not? David Fanning had no trouble making the journey. Ball just faded away to the right at the dying stage there. Through for one behind. So the margin out to 45 points. It's Port Melbourne 91, Sandringham 46, 3 minutes gone on Saturday afternoon's first bounce, KC Radio Football.
Albie?
Down at Skilled Stadium, Geelong have kicked away from the Box Hill Hawks. They lead 11-6 to 5-5 at halftime.
Hoodlecombe's kick in. It's been cut off there by Dylan. Tries to get it inside forward 50 quickly. Schultz goes high to take the mark. Gets taken out of the contest. Oh, Ryan McMahon from the pocket. That's a classy finish. running towards the boundary line there on his opposite foot. Ryan McMahon has just gone bang. There's a Sandringham player down as Armitage, but if you don't mind, Shooter McMahon, been one of the best players all day. Great finishing, bringing up his first goal of the afternoon, one of the goals of the season.
It was a beautiful goal, Kane, and the way he just read it off the pack there in a very, very tight angle, deep in the pocket, right in front of our commentary position. And to put that one through, that will sink the hearts of the Sandringham supporters, who haven't had a lot of smile about this afternoon. Poor Melbourne go further ahead.
Port Melbourne 15-7-97, Sandringham 7-4-46. In the hands of the trainer, still and just in front of us here with David Armitage. His badge was removed from the field after a heavy collision in the marking contest.
I think he's just got up now as the ball's thrown up in the centre. Umpire's picked out a free kick, going again the Burrows way. Sam Dwyer with the ball in hand.
Did anyone see that Armitage hit?
Because he got hit in the middle of the pack.
Right, that's okay. Because we did hear Gary Ayres say at three-quarter time that he wanted Bonadio to throw his weight around.
He kicked short to Kane. Kane's long kick inside 50. Schultz flew high. Umpire said he pushed out his opponent there in Colin Begley.
Why have Armitage on the ground? He's taken 5 minutes. He hasn't run to position. He's not obviously 100%
fit. I don't think he'll be staying on the ground much longer, Kano, just judging by the way.
But get him off.
He's jogging off. He's going to grab the footy here. Ball comes out to him.
Oh, he can't even mark it.
And he dropped the football.
He's got to get off the ground.
Gets around his opponent there, McMahon, quite nicely. Left foot kick was not bad. Stanley made it look good by taking the mark 75 metres out on his half-back flank.
He's coming off now.
No, is he?
He's not.
He's not trying to get off there, Lyndon. He's walked up to the interchange race. He can't even get around McMahon on the...
Don't think he knows where the interchange gates are, Kano.
Yeah, finally.
As Johnson comes on, Armitage finally makes way. Lynch had the ball in hand. He kicked long to a pack of players. Doing nicely for the Zebra side there was Hine. He handles over the top in front of Gallagher, who gathers now. David Gallagher in his right pocket. Misses to the near side.
Unlike David Gallagher there, normally puts those ones through.
You went with Hine there, I noticed, Fernanda.
I've gone with Hine the last few times since one of his good friends apparently told us it was that. As the ball comes back into play, Corey McGrath with the football is running out of his defensive 50. Spearing pass, kick found Matthew Smith. Here come the Burrow once again through the centre of the ground. Dwyer with the ball in hand. Ooh. Pinpoint kick, it hit Bonadio. He couldn't take the grab. McMahon looked to gather the football. Umpire said he was holding the ball. Oh, and the free kick goes the Zebra's way.
Did McMahon even have possession of the football there? The kick out towards Stanley. Too slow, the big fella. Being wrapped up with a strong tackle there by Dylan. Raymond's there in support. Gets the ball to Fanning. Fanning run down from behind by Bickley. Gets a hand pass there. Oh, he's been taken down quite severely. Dylan, I think it is. No, it's actually the young player there in Heath O'Farrell. Dumped quite severely by Johnson. Has Johnson been reported as the 23rd men? As the 23rd men collide. O'Farrell's all right. Johnson's okay. Back to their mark. The free kick further afield to Schultz. And the margin's 50.
Terrible decision. Terrible decision there by the umpire. If you don't know umpire, don't blow the whistle.
In comes Schultz from 30 metres out, Benny. He brings up goal number two, and they lead by 56 points. It is Port Melbourne 16-7-103, Sandringham 7-5-47. We've gone 7 minutes of the final quarter on KC Radio 97.7 FM.
Lyndon, just for the Sandringham supporters, Darren Parkin and co out there, can we take any positives away from this afternoon or Port Melbourne being that good?
No.
It's a combination of Port being quite good and Sandringham being pretty average in the way they've gone about their football this afternoon.
It's the story of their season. Take one step forward, two steps back, three steps sideways, and they're the 5-5. I actually thought that could have been smoky for the premiership, and they play a performance like this afternoon.
Out of the ruck, Stanley did nicely, guided the ball down, then did a bit of his own roving work, but it's going the Burrows way once again through Dwyer. He laid off the handball to Baird, whose clever kick around the body found Pinwell on the Beach Road wing. His short kick further afield found Kane, who just slows the pace of the game down. Kicks short inside 50, and the big man Fanning found a bit of space and took a mark 45 metres out from goal.
Sandringham are really missing Ezra Poyers on a day like this. These are the conditions that you would have seen Poyers kick four or five when Sorton was having a quiet day and provide that scoreboard pressure.
Well, Kane is retired, mate, and he's not going to be playing ever again, so they've got to find a strategy to work around players that aren't there anymore.
So Fanning looking to kick at his first goal of the afternoon. He's got two behind so far, both have missed to the right. This one missed to the left. Three behinds on the day to David Fanning. It's Port Melbourne 16-14-104, leading Sandringham 7-5-47 as Biddlecombe worse. He's just chipped the ball in the direction of Summers, missed him by about 15 metres. And saying thank you very much is Chris Kane for the Borough. He kicked a very nice goal in that third term and has a chance to go back and make it one of those traditional seven-point plays that would hurt the feelings of the Sandringham fans even further than what they've been dealt a blow so far this afternoon.
It's only like maximum points, isn't it?
So Kane comes in from 40 metres out.
He's kicked it.
And he's made no mistake. So the Borough move to 17-8-110, extending their lead over Sandringham, and it's quiet as you might understand here in the Social Club. They're 7-5-47, the home side. 9 minutes gone in this final term. And remember, fans out there, if you're a happy happy Burroughs fan, send us a text 0424-438-415. Alternatively, if you're scratching your head about the inconsistency of Sandringham, do the same. 0424-438-415.
Why don't you text us and tell us our commentary is better than what's been provided by the ABC this afternoon? We'd like that in here. Throw up. Stanley taps it down. Summers tries to break through a tackle, gets tackled high, no free kick. The ball spills out to Stephen. Penetrating kick inside forward 50 off the play against Peter Summers. A little bit of frustration growing into the play. And Phil, you're putting your hand up to me? Yes. No, no, Phil Pierce. Okay, you turned away. You're standing next to an attractive girl. No wonder I'm not interesting to you. Kane's little pass to Pinwell, went back to Kane. He took the bump from Summers. He goes long. Christopher Kane, the goal square of DeLuca. Will that mark be paid? No. Schultz off the ground. Another one. Two in a row to young Schultz. And Port Melbourne go to 18-8-116 in front of Sandringham, 7-5-47. All they need to do is get the ball inside forward 50, and they're scoring at the moment. It's been a devastating second half of play for the Zebras. We've seen them kick two goals to Port Melbourne's 11.
Yeah, and Kane, I was going to raise this before when Chris Kane kicked the goal, but the multi-pronged forward line that Port Melbourne have got and had worked so well for them this afternoon is such a contrast to the one-dimensional Sandy forward line. Schultz, Kane, they've been fantastic all afternoon, these small forwards. McMahon's another one, just giving them so many options and have been so good, not only with their goal kicking, but also defensively with the defensive pressure that they've applied on the opposition.
69 points the margin here at Beach Road Oval as the ball is thrown up once again. Pack forms, David Gallagher picks himself up off the bottom of it. And the umpire, Tristan Burgess, on the scene will throw the ball up once again.
The umpires have been pretty fair today.
Yeah, I agree, Kane. Ball's thrown up. Fanning got a good tap down in the direction of Pinwell, who's kick inside 50. Bonadio!
You know, Port Melbourne are playing well when he takes big contested pack grabs like that.
He crashed through about four blokes on that occasion. I think it was Brewer who delivered the ball to him. Bonadio didn't stand a chance, he made the ball his own.
He's got a big crowd, Adrian Bonadio, here today. He's got the family here, talking to his cousin earlier behind the goal.
And he's got a spring in his step too. Big bad Adrian Bonadio sets sail from home from 50 metres out and makes the margin 75 points.
See what happens when I give him a razz on the Saturday morning footy show. He must tune in on the way out here to Trevor Barker.
Well, you're right, Kane. We haven't seen Adrian Bonadio in this frame of mind for a number of weeks. And, you know, if he can get himself right for the rest of the year, Port Melbourne are going to be very, very dangerous.
19 goals for the season for big bad Adrian Bonadio. As a text message comes in, join the circus. 0424-438-415. Sandringham have too many players in the square. The umpire just looks at it and throws it up. Stanley does well against Fabian. DeLuca taps it down. Dwyer keeps his head over the football, gets pushed in the back. Should be a free kick. Umpire says play on. Kane over the football as well. No clear disposal. The ball spills out the back in Sandringham's favour. Tommy Lynch has had a dirty afternoon. Gets a hand pass to Chris Waller. The kick around the body. No one at home for the Zebras. Should be a free kick to the player who's gutsy and courageous in the front, David Pitt. The free kick going from centre half back.
And boys, Roy from East Burwood has texted in. Thank you, Roy, for your message. How has this team seen Maguire's and Armitage's game today? We'll get back to that one shortly, Roy. 0424-438-415, that text number, if you'd like to have your say or ask us a question.
Now, we've got Armitage has had 15 disposals the three-quarter time, and the Goose has had 16. Four of them ineffective in the third quarter. They've both been pretty disappointing this afternoon.
So it's Brewer with the football at the top of his defensive goal square. Lays the handball over the top to Dalton, who's been pretty good today, holding Sorton to just two goals. Lays off the handball once again to Brewer. Brewer in the direction of Bonadio, punched away from him though by the Goose. O'Farrell grabs the footy for the Borough. He ducks and he weaves and eventually is called for holding the ball.
Oh, Goose Maguire there, that was very undisciplined football.
And it's reversed, the free kick.
So it should be. There's no need to put your knees on the opponent's body like that and just sit on it.
What a goose.
Yes, you can say that again.
So O'Farrell, he gave up the footy. He took too long to get rid of it and ended up with the footy.
Maybe you have to appreciate Ross Lyon's strong stance with Goose McGuire, because he hasn't played like a player wanting to get back in the seniors.
Kicks from outside 50, standing tall in his goal square, taking a good defensive mark was Gaetner, and he can relieve some pressure.
So Gaetner, who's be taking the kick from, he just comes into play now, doesn't even have 10 metres between him and Bonadio. So the rucking duel have really missed out this afternoon against the bigger bodies of Port Melbourne. Been called to play on now. Gaetner goes long. Oh, Pitt was committed to the contest against Colin Begler, against Dempster, I should say. The wily veteran close to life membership in 175 games. With the next man that joined the Big J Pod in that illustrious company, Tristan.
I'll just go back to Roy's text. I don't think you can be particularly impressed with the way Maguire or Armitage have gone about their game today. Haven't had a lot of the footy, haven't used it too well.
Especially his second half, the Goose, has been very disappointing. Nearly run down Miles, got the hand pass to Gilchrist, running past receiver Patarakis. He slaps it forward, but the only man at home for Port Melbourne was Dalton. He takes the mark. Running down from behind was Corey McGrath. Strong work there by Treguer. Advantage paid to Chris Waller. Will he go to the doctor sort there? Yes, he will. Can he bring up goal number 811? Yes, he does. Nick Sortner has three. And a little bit of consolation there for the Zebras. They go to 8-5-53, still trailing the bar at 19-8-122.
Yeah, that's all that is, though, Kane, a consolation prize. But just to get back to Matt Maguire, I mean, he hasn't played well, and I don't think Ross Lyon would, on today's performance, be prepared to bring him into the senior side. But I think at times he's probably tried to do a little bit much, and he hasn't had the support around him, which does make it very difficult for a player like Maguire to really have an impact on the game.
Just as Phil Pearce creeps ever so closely, a little bit step by step closer to the eye candy that presents itself in front of us.
She's been eyeing off her way to get away from him as well. Do I come up here to the social club? Get me away from Phil Pearce.
Gallagher got the clearing kick out of the centre, ball going the Zebras' way. Waller now a chance to gather, did cleverly. Laid off the handball to Lynch, he went backwards to Monaghan. Monaghan lost it. Kicked in the direction of Sortner. Sortner worked his body very nicely and took a very strong contested grab against his opponent, Dalton.
All Sandringham need is Chris Dawes out there, and we'll have some junk time specialists.
Well, when it comes down to looking at the stats at the end of the day, I think Dalton will feel a little bit hard done by. Sortner has kicked three cherry picks so far. This one would actually be earned. He worked very strongly in that contest. And the prodigious goal-kicking forward makes no mistake. Straight over the goal umpire's noggin. That's two in a row for Sandringham.
This edge is a little closer up that VFL goal-kicking tally there with another one there. But Lyndon, it's all too late for the Zebras. And they had a bit of forward line pressure in the last few minutes. If they did that for the last two quarters, we might have a bit of a closer contest.
Yeah, you might be right, Benny. Although I dare say that Port might have just taken their foot off the accelerator a little bit in these last few minutes, and very keen just to see how Phil Pearce plays out in front of us. He's
got no chance. He's playing out of about four weight divisions there, Phil Pearce. You're a joke. Sandringham 9-5-59, Port Melbourne 19-8-122. Trying to break his way through the tackle there and gets dumped. And holding the football, he had three men molesting the football to him. Robbins was given no chance of getting the ball out. That's very harsh. And the free kick's gone the way of Treguer. Well, the luck's starting to turn here for Sandringham. But a little bit too late. We're 17 minutes into the final quarter, and they trail by 63 points. Regeer's been called to play on. Nearly run down by Mullins. His kick out, looking for Alistair Smith. He's been quiet in the second half, but so have a lot of his teammates. One way, then the other. The kick inside forward 50. Caught at the back of the pack there was Lynch, and taking the good mark was Patrick Hassett. Looking at the ball moving quickly out the centre wing, out of side, Beach Road side, I should say. Dwyer overruns it, sliding in Sam Monaghan. Is that deliberate? No, he had the slippery skids on there, couldn't control his footing, and the ball's gone out. Benny?
Patrick Hassett's journey at VFL level has been an interesting one. I think he's gone up in my view over the past year and a half.
Throw in, very short one, no one there to actually contest the ruck, so the ball bounces to the back of the pack. Coming through, wanting it more there was Ryan McMahon. Applied a strong tackle to Summers. Kicked forward there by Dillon. One-on-one. Bonadio goes back, couldn't mark. McGuire, the third man into the contest, gets the football now. Releases Miles, who takes the mark. Over the top is Hine, or he can use Lynch. Decides to ignore both and go towards centre-half forward. Three players go up, and the player at the back takes the mark, Monaghan. This is better play by Sandringham, but maybe Linden's right. There's just no pressure from the opposition. Summers spins around, kicks it inside, looking for Sortner. Who's taking the mark and lining up for goal number 5. 8 last week. Can you make it 5 this week? He's kicked more than 50 goals for the season now as big Nick Sortner.
Tristan, you mentioned Jared Dalton. He's been pretty good this afternoon. Nick Sortner getting the better of him in this last quarter as he comes in for goal.
Well, Ben's crossing his duties there from special comments to commentating. 5 goals this afternoon for Nick Sortner. He scored the last 3 goals for the Zebras. He goes to 54 goals for the season. And Sandringham, 10-5-65, 57 points behind the Borough, 9-8-22, 19 minutes gone of the final quarter. You're tuned in to KC Radio, 97.7 FM.
Yeah, and fabulous Phil in front of us was just leaning on the post before, looking into the distance, wind blowing his hair from one side to the other. And I reckon he might be a better chance than what you've given him here this afternoon, Kane.
Oh, so give me some Betfair odds then, please, Lyndon.
Oh, he's shortened in from about 1,000 to 1 into about 850 to 1, I reckon.
As we tick into time on here in the final term, it's going to be the Borough out of the centre. Pitt in the direction of Fanning, caught behind, doing very nicely, taking a strong mark in front was Gertner. Lays off the handball, loose teammate running by there in Miles, who spots up Dempster further afield.
He's been okay today, Dempster. Returning from a serious knee injury.
He goes backwards to Gertner, who takes the mark, but of course it's play on. Lays off the handball to McGuire, who almost ran into a fair bit of trouble. Goes backwards to Begley. Begley spots up Quilt in front of the scoreboard on the Beach Road side of the ground. His kick's a good one. Finds Hine towards the centre of the ground. Still defensive side, though, for the Sandringham team here this afternoon. He goes back to Begley, running by. Spots up Stanley on centre wing.
They're playing, decide to play tempo football now. Why don't they do that in the third quarter when Port Melbourne slotted 6 goals in a row, Lyndon?
And what about the execution? They haven't made a mistake and they've strung about 7 kicks together. I spoke too soon. Summers' kick was smothered. Lynch gathered the footy, then handballed inboard. Gwilt put his head over it. He was wrapped up. Umpire will be forced to come in and bounce 50 metres out from Sandringham's goal.
McGuire off and young Willie Johnson comes on.
I don't think you'll be too impressed with his afternoon's work, Matt McGuire, and I don't think he particularly wants to speak to Andy Lovell on the phone either, as Raymond looks to burst his way through that contest. He didn't pick up the footy, though. Dive back in on top of it. So did 6 others. Ball eventually comes out the back. Summers around the footy. Doing nicely there was Kane for the Borough. He was dispossessed. Umpire says play on. Ball now sharked by the Sandringham side. Kick to the hot spot in the direction of Sortner. He can't take the mark. Eventually, the ball off hands and rushed through for one behind to the Sandringham side.
Ben O'Linden, 54 goals for the season. Still 9 games of football left. Can Sortner notch up his first century for a season?
Well, you wouldn't say it's out of the question, but they're going to have to deliver the ball back to him.
Sorry, Lyndon, there was a heavy collision there between Begley, who kept his eyes over the football, and a sliding Port Melbourne opponent coming through there in Corey McGrath. The players are signalling to the bench straight away. The play actually hasn't been stopped. Now it has. Begley got collected very severely there. All fair. Eyes on the football staff. He should be getting slow to his feet. Now he's up. That's good to see. As the rain really starts to come in now, Phil Pearce has run for cover. Obviously, that spot in front of us wasn't warm enough for him. The ball's been thrown up. Fabian Luca does want to tap it. The ball ricochets off the pack back to him. The big fella couldn't get it out. Begley, who was collected high, is back into the contest there. Trying to get it out, though, is Suckling. He gets brought to ground. The ball can't spill out. Petrarakis on top Fabian De Luca, and the ball's going to be thrown up. Still too far out to score for the Borough. They lead 19-8-122 to Sandringham 10-6-66. The Zebras have kicked 4 goals in the quarter. The Borough have kicked 5. So for their dominance in junk time, they're still in front on the scoreboard is Port Melbourne. Sandringham can't get a trick. The clearing kick out of the contest was marked by Biddlecombe. His hand pass to Johnson. His kick out towards centre wing, coming to meet it there, Lynch. He keeps the ball in when he probably shouldn't have. He got dumped and run thrown right into the interchange bench there with Tommy Lynch for his troubles and receives a free kick.
It's been disappointing today, Lynch.
Lynch goes along the line towards a contest into the back of his opponent there. Summers will receive the free kick that is absolutely bucketing down here at Trevor Barker Oval like I haven't seen before. Your game standing there under the umbrella, I'm telling you. Tristan, can you see it yet?
Barely making out the figure of Peter Summers in front of me. And it's going to make calling difficult for the last 10 minutes. He kicks inboard and finds Smith.
You're going to need to get some windscreen wipers out there. Maybe we just put Benny Taylor out there outside and just wipe it down for us when we notion to him.
He kicked in the direction of Sortner. Hine follows up. High up and under kick. Sortner followed up once again. No one could take the mark. Ball at ground level. Pack forms. Umpire comes in and will have to throw it up.
Is that Armitage down there again?
Yes, I think it is. You're right, Kano.
At the back of the pack there, Armitage just... been left behind and he's back on his hands and knees once again. Doesn't look like he's in too good a shape there, the young Sandringham St Kilda listed midfielder.
Hine spins around, kick around the body, misses away to the right. So Sandringham move along to 10-7-67. Port Melbourne 19-8-122. And unbelievably, my window is the only one that's been rained on, so I can't see a thing.
Well, I can take it over if you like.
And I will hand over the reins to Mr. K himself.
Well, one thing I want you to do, just watch out whoever that Sandringham player is coming off the ground, because he's coming off in the hands of trainers. That's a long 80-metre kick-in. Fabian DeLuca couldn't mark. Raymond's in there for the Borough once again. The hand pass looking for Monaghan didn't come off. Getting the interception was Mullins. Kick inside forward 50. Fanning got beaten to it by Gaitner. He punched it towards the boundary line. Another dirty day for Biddlecombe. Turned it over too many times, says the Axe, unfortunately, the three-time... Premiership player here at the Zebras. Good defensive pressure there by Schultz, and he's caused the ball to be thrown in. 55 points the margin. Fanning, too big, got to the front position, couldn't be moved, tapped it down looking for Pinwell. He ran onto the crumbs and couldn't pick up the footy, and the ball's going to be thrown in towards the scoreboard side of the ground. Sandringham 10-7, Port Melbourne 19-8. They've led at every change this afternoon, Port Melbourne. It's been a quite a dominant performance. When tested, they've managed to find the goals and create some scoreboard pressure. The third quarter against the Zebras here this afternoon was some of the best football we've seen by a team this year. Free kick out of the rucking contest being collected high with Jonathan Mullins, and he's lining up from 45 metres out on a 45-degree angle. Tristan.
It's Chris Weller.
Weller? Looks
number
like Armitage.
12.
Thank you for that. So all the St Kilda supporters can take their heart back. I don't think Armitage actually made his way back onto the ground. Big long kick there from Jonathan Mullins. Goes all the way at 45 metres. It's been a free kick off the footy going the way of the Zebras against David Robbins, going the way of Gaitner.
And Kane, I'm not your window wiper, mate, so I'll be staying right behind the glass, mate, as the rain continues to
So Gaitner kicks long to right half back, doing nicely, taking a strong grab was Dempster. Kick wasn't particularly good, but making it look good was Hine for the Zebras. Centre half back position. Dempster followed up, got around a few opponents. Good work that time, Sean Dempster. Kick went long in the direction of Sortner, and that's how they should have moved the football all afternoon. Sortner takes the mark 50 metres out from his goal. That was transition, boys, at its finest this afternoon. I think probably the best passage of play we've seen.
Yeah, look, they moved the ball quickly, and they got it in there quickly, and gave their forwards an opportunity, and that's something Sandringham have been unable to do all afternoon.
So Sortner sets sail for home with a long, long torpedo, and there's his sixth goal in the afternoon.
That's a nice goal there.
He earned the applause of the social club, and why not? He said, I'm going to unleash a barrel. We haven't had much to smile about this afternoon, but I'll make my day something to smile about. I'll just go back and kick a lazy six. Well done to Nick Sortner this afternoon, particularly in this final term.
Well, the Port Melbourne defence has been let down a little bit in this last quarter. Gary has been a little bit disappointed that the Zebras have been able to pile on. How many goals have they piled on? I think it's about five in this last quarter.
Yep, 5-3. It's actually the same margin as it was at three-quarter time. Stanley taps it down. Sockering forward there, McMahon. Biddlecombe couldn't trap it under some pressure from Schultz. He breaks a tackle from Schultz. He runs his full measure. Hand passes it there to Monaghan, who slips it out the back door towards Dempster. Misses his target, so he has to run after the football. Dempster tries to find Stephen by hand, couldn't do so. Gallagher tries to break the tackle of McGrath under heaps of pressure now, the Zebras. One way, then the other, the Axe. Biddlecombe gets it to Patarakis. The siren gone, though. It's a free kick. The players all stopped, and I thought the game was over. The Goose McGuire back on the ground. Won't even go and fetch it there for the young Schultz, who has infringed in the contest. and he'll take it on the half-back flank for the Borough.
Just very quickly, Kane, score from Amy Stadium early in the second quarter. Port Adelaide 3-2, 24-point leaders over Brisbane 2-4-16.
What's happening at the MCG, Lyndon? I need to know. The kick to centre half-back, now to centre wing, sliding. Well, there's the siren now.